This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us. Before I bring him on, I want to remind everybody, the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. It's a great day. It's a great event, the Renaissance Festival. And if you want to win tickets, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. The Renaissance Festival back in South Florida. Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a Heisman Trophy winner, and he can add another trophy to his case. Grillmaster for the first ever Evening's Delight grill competition, which we will talk about in a second. Gino, of course, is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And we were at the Pinecrest location, Solana and myself and Gino, of course, and Brian Bishop was throwing it down. And we had a whole bunch of Canes who came out to support. Will Mallory was there. Darren Handy was there. Kevin Harris was there. We had a very, very fun Saturday afternoon. Do you want to talk first about that, or you want to talk first about the Super Bowl, which played on Sunday?
Well, do we want to talk about NASCAR banking and different tracks? Because Bristol Speedway, you can't walk up the side of the track based on the banking. So there has to be about 200 miles an hour. So Channing is 100% right on the tracks.
Gino has been taking Solana to school for a full week now.
And then I thought about, I have never ridden in a car with Earnhardt, and they are nuts going 200 miles an hour. But I did fly with the Blue Angels one time and pulled 7 G's. So that's a little bit more than. Yeah, I did.
How'd you get that opportunity?
So my father's best friend growing up, his son and I grew up same age. He grew up in Napa. I grew up in Pinole. He went to the Naval Academy, and he ended up becoming the 8th Blue Angel, which there's, I guess, 7 of them are pilots. He coordinated the schedule for the Blue Angels for, I think, 2 or 3 years. And I just happened to go to Pensacola for a golf tournament. He goes, do you want to go flying? And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, hell yeah. And went out there, and it was like an hour. I mean, they take the plane to 180 miles an hour, and it's about to fall out of the sky. And then all of a sudden, they just gun it. And then he's like, 100, 200, 300, 400. You're at Mach 1, the speed of sound. I mean, it was awesome. And then we flew upside down at about 1,000 feet over the golf tournament I was going to golf at. Oh, it was phenomenal. It was just awesome. And the
did you keep it together, or did you get nauseous?
After flying upside down, I definitely tasted the French toast I had like six hours before. I didn't throw up, but I tasted it, and then when they pulled the G-forces, he goes, all right, we're going to pull, I think the plane can pull like nine G's. He got it to 7, and right when it was at 7, I saw straws, like I was about to black out.
Wow.
And then he pulled out of the turn, and I came out of it. But it was just an awesome, awesome experience. Yeah.
Is that the coolest thing, like, experience ever that you've ever had? Because, yeah, that G-Force thing, like, to Hawk's point, like, it's cool, but you're about to throw up. Or it's cool, and you're about to damn black out. Like, that mid-ground of it is the coolest thing you've done.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, you go through a class before and they try to teach you how to stop the blood flow out of your head to not black out. So you have to, like, take a deep breath and literally hold on to the straps that you're bolted in the seat. And they go, just pretend you're going to the bathroom. Apparently, like, Jimmy Butler might have been trying to hold, clench really tight in your abs. And it stops the blood flow out of your brain, and you're just sitting there. So, you know, I'm not flying the plane, but the pilots, all they do is they'll take a breath, and they just, and you hear them. It's like little, like, taking breaths out of a straw, and they got no problem. And you're in the back seat, basically, like, just trying to grunt on the porcelain god and wow. Trying to stop from blacking out, but. The cool thing, Channing, when I got to the tarmac of the base, basically there was a pilot and essentially it's a, you know, multi-$100 million sports car, and these guys can do whatever they want when they go up flight. It's like, do whatever you want. This guy was going 100 feet basically over the deck where we took off and went vertical, like just flying, and then went straight up. And I'm like, holy, like, you watch it from outside. I thought it was more impressive, but it was just crazy. I just said, oh, my God, what's he doing? And my buddy just goes, dude, he's got a $100 million sports car and no speed limit, and he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, they just go up there and fool around, basically.
Wild, man. That's wild.
That's cool.
Well, I'll tell you, and obviously the Blue Angels, masters at their craft. I have to give it up to Gino Toretta, who is a master of his craft, not only at football, because you got to be to win a Heisman Trophy, but he has mm-hmm. talked about his grilling game on this show for a long while. And I got to see it in action Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. And as much as I would like to give Gino the business, I can't. That's how good he is on the grill, and that's how good the seasoning and the marinade and the steaks that he prepared that afternoon were like they, and he won the contest where everybody voted. So what were your takeaways from what happened on Saturday, Gino?
Well, I would say this: most impressive marinade, or how Solana tried to cut a piece of bread and a bun. I mean, it was like, Channing, you got kids. It's like, what do you first think? If you're cutting something, cut it away from your body so you don't stab yourself or cut yourself.
Unbelievable.
This guy's holding the bun, and I'm like, dude, are you using a butter knife? I'm like, I mean, get a bread knife. It's got some serrated edge. It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. Like, Solana cutting that. I was a little disappointed. I got a lot. I like Solana's chimichurri sauce, but you can't. You know, when you show up, I'm showing up with New York prime steaks, and he's showing up with skirt steak. It's not a competition, just on the cut of meat. So you know, but I thought Solana's was good. You know, it was good. But
did he actually grill?
No,
he know he what was barely, going on. Gino, you know, a griller knows another griller. Are you looking at Solana on the screen right now saying that's another grill guy?
My man took at least a half hour to figure out how to light those African charcoals. I go, Solana, where's the salt and pepper for the meat? Oh, we only use salt. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of it. But basically, It was his brother. I got to give props. His brother was the one that knew what he was doing.
If Daniel wasn't there, Solana is still standing there today behind the grill. No meat is cooked yet.
Actually, we might have been taking him to the hospital for burns or something if his brother wasn't there.
Solana, go ahead. Would you like to respond? Solana, go ahead, because you were there. Obviously, you know your own skills. Would you like to respond?
I would. I think I'm being misrepresented. I think what Gino says about the African charcoal grill, actual charcoals, me struggling to light them, that is a fair assessment. I had no idea how to light those things. But I did grill.
Wait a second. Let's stop there. How can you be good on the grill if you don't know how to light charcoal?
Well, we use what we would call leña or wood on my home grill. And then I have a gas grill. So I'm not familiar with using charcoal. And this,
you're not familiar with charcoal?
Now, Gino.
Leña.
Gino, genuinely, when I got there, Hawk, you hadn't gone there. Gino, because he had a flat top, he was making peppers, onions, like veggies, and then he started making eggs. He had cookies, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm in for a long afternoon.
You guys hear that clicking? Are you changing channels, Gino?
Oh, sorry. I was, being fidgety as a kid. You
stop
know?
Being fidgety. Just have a conversation, will you?
Gotta play.
But when you got there, Solana, did you get a little bit nervous that you might be outclassed?
Not nervous, but yeah, I mean, Gino has paper plates, the little tiny shareable plates. He has silverware to hand out. They have napkins. They have 30 different sauces. They have like 17 different things to cook. Like, I didn't realize that this was going to be, and again, you know, you guys have done this before. I haven't. I thought we were kind of just throwing some stuff on the grill, throwing back a couple brews. People would come by, take pictures of you with the Heisman, and we'd call it a day. Like, this was for Gino and for Bish, this was like a legitimate competition where they knew what to bring. They've been there before. They have these like caravans with different smokers and grillers. And like I didn't sign up for any of that. I just thought we were gonna go there, throw
you just
some.
We'd all stab each other in the palms and get to the emergency room.
Yeah. You don't need a caravan. Hey, you don't know how to light the charcoal.
The meat, the yeah, meat it, that,
hey,
that my
first off, all this stuff I had, I'll get. Listen, that was the Traeger setup. That was like I'm not pulling a trailer anywhere. I brought a Ziploc that had my Heisman marinade, some Italian sausage homemade, and some peppers and onions, and that's now the cookies, man. That was all the Traeger guys. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. So you know.
So you cheated. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, got it.
But no, we weren't rating him on the cookies,
okay,
though. But here's
it.
The funny thing.
Got it.
So Lana's saying all these things like he had, like he goes the all the items he listed. He goes he had napkins. like this. He had plates. The guy
plates.
Had plates. I just thought we were grilling. I thought we were going to put some stuff on the grill and throw it into the grass. I didn't know they were going to be napkins.
Hawk, you know what he did bring up? He didn't even share any of the beers. They had 10
right,
beers
he brought
in
his own cooler.
Canning, and he didn't even share any. I go, where's the beer at? He goes, oh, me and my brother already finished those off.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Bish told me there's a couple brews in the cooler. Help yourself. I had a couple brews. I didn't know he didn't tell you where the brews were.
It was an amazing spectacle watching Gino, who could
man,
grill,
I hate
and watching Solana. And it was really just everyone there, from Darren Handy on down, everyone there just became a concerned parent watching this kid try to cut a piece of bread right through the bread into his hand. Honestly, one of the first things anyone is taught when they're cutting something, cut away from your hand.
Cut away.
Nothing. You got nothing.
Terrible, man.
Nah, I mean, it's just ridiculous what you're saying, but whatever. That's fine. Gino.
We have video of it,
Gino,
though.
Gino, your food was excellent. The rub that your wife made, you didn't even make it. The rub that your wife made was phenomenal. And genuinely, I would be thrilled anytime there's you're going to be on the grill to eat your food. I would be thrilled. But I don't tear down another man to lift myself up. So, you know. And the whole thing about the night, the cutting of the bread.
I said your chimichurri sauce was good.
Thank you.
I mean, like, I'm old enough to know, and I think Hawk is old enough to, the most cut, like, a person cuts their hand the most on cutting a bagel. So everybody knows you don't cut a piece of bread or a bagel towards yourself.
But I cut
the damn thing down and cut the thing.
They don't teach them that on the bus. I cut
on the bus with the tinted windows. By the way, they don't learn
that. You know what? I got to bring this up. And I don't know if Hawk saw. When him and his brother showed up, Channing, they showed up with meat that was still in the plastic bag from the grocery store marinating in all its blood. Now, I got no problem with that, but don't you usually put some seasoning on your stuff, or do you just cut it right out of the bag?
But see, this is where there's a cultural divide,
Friday
Gino. Divide.
Friday on the show, Solana, I was like, hey, Gino's marinating his meat. He said 48 hours. You got your meat ready? You got something on it? Where is it at? Oh, no, I'm good. I just need salt. I said, they're not going to cut it with just salt. And he decided to do that.
The bag still had the IGA, International Grocer Association, logo on it. You know, it's still packed in its own blood. You know, I'm like, all right, you're just going with basically au naturel, like we're in a, you know, whatever, Naked and Afraid show, and just like in the middle of the woods or something. I don't know.
This is where there's a cultural divide. When we cook our parrilladas, all we do is we put, it's called sal parrillera. It's salt on our meat, and that's it. In Uruguay and Argentina, that's
but
it.
You
we
saw
don't
what
season
people
our
like.
Meat.
People like marinade, so
that's
maybe
fine.
You want to
that's
take
fine.
Is it possible that you think that's what you do, Solana? Because that's what your parents have done for you. Because you have a very simple palate, and they're like, Solana can't handle.
I don't have a simple palate, and
just put a little salt on Alex's. Just put a little salt on Alex's.
I'm very familiar.
Get away from the grill. Keep the kid away from the grill. He's going to burn himself. That's what apparently happened.
I'm very familiar.
Bish and Gino.
His brother takes charge, his dad and his uncle.
Yeah.
Talana, 100 years of grilling experience around you marinating their meat. But no, it's cultural because all we do is, no, you're eating like a crazy person.
No, but Talana is trying to stay in this conversation. Isn't he already disqualified when he didn't know how to cut a roll and couldn't light the charcoal? Isn't this a warning sign for everyone that this guy, whatever he says, is false?
So you say. That's fine. I get it. You know, I went out there. I had no real chance of winning this competition because of the way that the jury was swayed. And I get it. I understand my role on the show. I'll lean into it. But now you're disrespecting my culture. Now you're disrespecting how my ancestors have cooked meat. And that's where I draw the line. Okay? That's where I draw the line.
Y'all need to get some Argentinian damn marinade is what y'all need to do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, the guy couldn't light charcoal. He was in a grill off. It was.
He couldn't light the charcoal.
Guy showing up
stop
for a three
it.
Point shot.
The meat was cooked. It was excellent. Everybody loved the chorizos, the sausages that we made. Everybody loved the skirt steak that we made. Like, it was genuinely, it was very tasty. People came back for seconds.
Good. I told you the chimichurri sauce was good. Yeah. I did. I gave you some product.
And I told
Your
you it was homemade. And
your brother knows how to grill.
He does. He does. That's why I took my brother.
Gino took your sauce.
But it's funny.
Took your sauce and put it on his steak.
Gino had somebody there helping him. Gino had somebody there helping him while he was talking to people, taking pictures. I don't see you.
I cooked my steaks myself. I cooked
you
myself.
You literally had
myself.
Your brother to do everything for you.
Not true.
You brought your brother to do everything. You didn't do anything.
Ah, I cut the bread.
All he did was drink the beer.
I called the beer up.
Well, we got to do it again. There's an evening's delight in Davie. We really should do it again because Crowder would be in his element, man.
He would have
loved that on Saturday.
Only if Crowder gets an old drum, rusted out drum. So we have like a rusted out drum section and then a new grill section.
Drum barrel. River Grill, $99. I'm go at it with you.
If we do it again at Evening's Delight, Solana.
Hey, that video of the filing cabinet chanting, the old gray filing cabinet.
Yeah, it turns into a grill.
I want you to use that.
If we do it again in Davie, Solana, will you back out and allow Gino and Crowder? Or do you think that you still should be part of the competition?
Maybe Crowder and I will team up.
I don't want your damn help. You're not an asset. You're a liability.
Yeah. Hey, Hawk, give me Solano's brother's number.
Start going on his show. All right, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. What an afternoon we had last Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. Thank you, Hamp and Bish, everyone at Evening's Delight. It was really fun.
And we didn't even get to the Super Bowl, so how are the Chiefs minus one looking?
Yeah, didn't pay a lot of money for me. My bet looked like Jimmy Butler shorts.
I think Gino warned us, Hawk, but we weren't listening.
Yeah, that's how it happened. All right, that's our Super Bowl recap. Yeah. Thank you, Gino. We love you.
See you guys.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.